Do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophet no harm. That's from the book of Psalms, 105, verse 15.
Today's prayer. Lord, you alone are mighty. You do not allow harm to come to me. You make me feel precious. Oh, I thank you, Father, for your protection and your care. I praise you, Lord, that you can count me among the anointed. Amen. The thought for today. As you go through the day today, think about how precious you are to God and how many times he has sent his angels to protect you.
Today, if you're not familiar with them, look up the words anointed and prophet and see how they apply to your own life. Are you seeking a closer relationship with the Lord? Are you seeking His Holy Spirit and God's will for your life? To be anointed by the Lord is a very great honor. To be one of His prophets and preach His word is even a greater honor. The Lord loves us. And he wants every one of his children to receive that power to live in this world of strife, this world of hunger and pain, to live in this world and know that God protects you. Do not touch my anointed ones. Do not harm my prophets.
Today's treasure can be found in the book of Psalms, chapter 44, verse 8. Reading, in God we boast all day long, and we praise your name forever. Today's spiritual house construction, we're working on doors, which are wisdom. Doors are entry points, and so I ask God to give my husband and myself wisdom about everyone and everything that we allow to enter our home, our hearts, and our lives. I lift up our habits, our traditions, our recreation to Him, knowing that our choices can either build or destroy.
We both have the ability to build and destroy. Every man and woman has the ability to build or destroy. It's up to you, that person next to you in the grocery store line, that young man that works for you, your boss, the person at school, the person that's in a hurry behind you to get gas. You have the ability to build or destroy, to harm or to love. Take time today and let the Lord work through you.